Monday morning, and it's that time of the week. It's the first time this year we're doing it.
That's right.
Our Hot Cares slot. Welcome back to it. And on the line, the first person we wanted to speak to is Butler Masango. Good morning, Butler.
Good morning, good morning. How are you?
We're all well. How are you doing?
I'm fine. And you, gentlemen, how are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. Butler Masango is also known as Coach Masango. How long have you been coaching kids and street kids for in soccer, Butler?
I think I've been coaching soccer, street kids and disadvantaged kids and other kids, I think for the past 15 years.
Wow.
15 years.
It's a long
years.
Time.
Yesterday. Now, you coach at schools and also you do private coaching as well to take kids to a new level in their soccer career.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. This must have really, the COVID pandemic must have really hammered you.
Yeah, it has seriously affected me because the school sports have been closed, they've been cancelled since last year with the COVID. And also the private coaching has been going through because the parents were skeptical about bringing their kids out of their homes to come for coaching.
Mm. Yeah, which is totally understandable as
and
well.
And you've had a lot of health problems as well, haven't you, Butler?
Yes. I had a problem. I was diagnosed with heart failure some 3 years ago. And then it has been a bit of a problem for me to continue with work because I couldn't perform the duties as I was supposed to be. So along the way, I lost a lot of clients and I couldn't work as well. So things have been really difficult for me the past 3 years.
Oh.
Butler, tell us a bit about your little daughter, Gladys.
Yes, I've got a six-year-old daughter, Gladys. She graduated last year from Everett preschool.
No.
She's a very intelligent and bright young lady. She likes her school. Every time she's buried in books, doing schoolwork. And I'm just praying that if I may find people who can help her to continue with the education, I'll be very grateful because every time she's talking about school, and she's a very humble person. She's a very good communicator, well in English, speaks very good English, she's a six-year-old. And I'm very grateful that the Almighty gave me that little daughter.
Well, we got the letter about you, and we're very pleased to say that on behalf of Hot Cares, we will be paying Gladys's school registration fee, and we'll also cover her 2 months' school fees.
Just to give you a bit of time to get back on your feet.
Yeah. We'll also purchase her new school uniforms and get you grocery vouchers to get things for school and for home as well, Butler.
Wow. Hey, God bless you guys. God bless you guys. I was waiting for this opportunity. I was waiting for this moment. I can't believe my ears. God is grateful. I thank you so much, Hot Cares, for this gesture. And please, may you continue to do it only for me, but for others as well. Please, may God bless you.
Oh, thank you, Butler. God bless you too.
Coach Butler, thank you for what you do for the street kids and for your community. And as Sam said, God bless you too.
Yeah, I'm just trying to change, the lives of young kids. It's trying to give them hope in life. You know, if you've got hope, if you know that you are hoping for something, then you know that, you know, you can still carry on. But if there's no hope for anything, then in life, you know that your life is doomed. But in the meantime, I'm just trying to back on my feet. I'm taking my medication and I'm just hoping that very soon I'll be back on my feet and start doing what I love. And I'm also hoping that this pandemic might be over soon so that we can start working.
Wow.
Butler, give Gladys a big kiss from us, okay?
No, I'll do that and I'll tell you, and she'll be very happy. She'll be very happy. Right now she's busy with the books now.
Tell her off to school. Yeah.
Butler Masangu, thank you very much for talking to us on Hot Cares on Hot 91.9. Because at Hot 91.9, we care.
Hot 91.9, we care for our community.